It's time for the forecast. We bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall, and how are you on this Monday morning?
I'm fine. Once again, the weather is acceptable for me. It's not too cold, and it's enough for me to get by, and the ground has hardened up, so there's no more mud, and the Giants are going to the playoffs. You know, my football team that has been in the playoffs since, I think, 2016, finally made it this year.
Nice.
So there you go, you know.
Nice. Okay, that's a good thing.
Did you get the tree out of the house?
Yes, Friday. I did that Friday, actually, sooner than I thought. And cleverly so, because I did have it on underneath the stand. Yeah. I had a plastic tablecloth. So I pulled the plastic tablecloth out of the corner to the French doors, which lead to the patio of the backyard.
So you slid the whole thing, yeah.
I opened the French doors, tilted it out, pulled it out. All of the pine needles, most of them, fell on the patio, which is fine. Carried it out to the front. Sanitation will pick it up. And then I just got my leaf blower for the patio and blew all the pine needles away. And that was the end of that. So now the only thing left is the village, which is on top of the wall unit that you saw. I sent you the video. Yeah. It's about 35 houses. That will take a few days. There is just no way that will get done in one day. It's just very time-consuming getting all the people, all the little figures off without breaking them, the trees, and then each of the houses are plugged in. So you have to get that out, and then the houses go into styrofoam boxes with sleeves that go over them, and then they get put away. A lot of work.
Sounds like a career.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of work. So slowly but surely with that. So I'm not worried. Definitely pretty good, considering the fact that it's January 9th and I have almost everything down except for that. So weather-wise, it's pretty good, too. Low 40s today. It's going to be partly sunny. And then clear tonight, low 20s, partly sunny, 40 to 45 Tuesday. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, 35 to 40. Now, we have precip arriving from the next California storm sometime Thursday. It's probably going to be cold enough at the start for snow showers, but it'll change the rain. Highs will be in the mid-30s and rising Thursday night, and we'll have rain on Friday. It will get blustery and colder over the weekend, and the Euro is hinting at maybe a little bit of snow on Sunday, Saturday night into Sunday. We'll see. That's with a small offshore disturbance. We shall see if that works. We shall see.
Yeah, well, we can do. I can deal with a little bit of snow. What the heck, you know?
That's all it'll be. A little bit. So.
No big storms.
Not yet. Do not see that. Isn't that great?
It is great.
Fine for me. I'm not complaining. Believe me, I'm not complaining.
I mean,
think about it, Marshall. Every day that goes by that we don't get a big storm, it's just one less day to worry about.
I was going to say, and also by the time we get to next Monday, we're halfway through the month, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that great?
That's very good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's very good.
So I watched a movie over the weekend. Did I tell you I watched this movie right there?
No.
Black Adam.
Never heard of it.
It stars The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
And I didn't think I was going to like it.
Okay.
But I watched it, and it was fun to watch.
Okay. That's all you did?
It was fun to watch. No, I also started taking down my tree. It's not down. I also cleaned up all the clutter in my bedroom and the kitchen. I rearranged the litter boxes for my cats. What else? I think that was, and then I watched football, of course. Yeah. I mean, I watched all day Sunday. I watched football.
Okay.
And tonight, I think, is the national championship game for college. So I'll watch. I'll try to stay up for it. I don't think it starts till 9 o'clock, so that's hard for me. But what I'll do is I'll watch it tomorrow on video. But that's tonight, the college national championship game between Georgia and TCU. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I saw on TV that was worthwhile. Not really.
That's not, because it would have definitely stuck out in your mind if that was the case.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Black Adam. I think it's called Black Adam. Wait a second here. I mean, it's a new movie. Was Black Adam? Yeah, it's Black Adam. I was right. If you have nothing to do one day and you want to watch a Rock'em Sock'em movie that has some humorous overtones, the good guys versus the bad guys, lots of explosions and stuff like that, and even appearance by Superman,
okay,
you can watch it. But it's not anything that should go to the top of your list. You know, it's not going to win any awards or anything. And it doesn't compare it to the Marvel movies. But it was fine. It was a fun watch.
Okay, well, you know, that's it. It passes the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it passes the time. And, like I said, it was enjoyable. I didn't think it was going to be enjoyable, but it was. So. And Pierce Brosnan was in it, as a matter of fact, as a good guy. First time he's ever played in one of these type of movies.
Really?
He said he had a fun time doing it. So,
I'm sure his bank account had a fun time watching the money trickle in.
I was going to say
they make it sound like that. This is what they do for a pastime, you know?
Yeah, well, this was probably like a walk in the park for him. It really was.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so let's recap this forecast, which stays pretty constant.
Yeah, low 40s, partly sunny today, low 20s tonight, and partly sunny to partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, 40 to 45 for Tuesday, a little bit colder Wednesday, 35 to 40, snow showers go over to rain Thursday, and still rain on Friday.
All right there, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, have a good one, Marshall.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.